I've been a financial advisor for over 25 years. And with this experience, with my own growth in working with taxes and helping clients come up with proactive tax strategies, I'm going to talk today about four ways to pay less money in taxes. Welcome to Financially Free, the show dedicated to helping you grow your wealth and experience financial freedom. I'm Julia Carlson, author, CEO, and founder of a wealth management firm, as well as a financial advisor, bringing you over 25 years of experience to help you win with money. Join me each week to shift your mindset and relationship with money, as well as learn practical strategies to grow your wealth. Number one, we are going to find ways to reduce your taxable income. So first, let's talk about what is taxable income. This is your total household income minus strategies that you use that we're going to talk about today to reduce that income. It also includes the deduction of either the standard deduction or the itemized deduction. We're going to talk more about that as well. Strategies to reduce your overall taxable income include pre-tax retirement contributions. More on that in a second. If you are participating in a health savings account, also known as an HSA, that would also reduce your income. Potentially, if you have a student loan interest or higher education expenses, those all reduce your taxable income. And also, if you're paying alimony to an ex-spouse, those payments would also reduce your taxable income as well. It's really important to know what tax bracket you're in. So in the U.S., we go on a progressive tax bracket system, and there are seven tax brackets currently ranging from 10% all the way up to 37% being the top federal tax bracket. If you don't know what tax bracket you're in, I think it's really critical that you know your tax bracket. You want to know, is it better to save in a pre-tax, get a tax deduction now way for your future, or do you want to save in a post-tax way? So this would be investments like a Roth IRA. You pay the taxes now on your income, you put the money into an investment, and it grows for the future as long as you follow all the rules tax-free. So that could be a big advantage if you're in a lower income tax bracket now. But if you're in a higher income tax bracket, it may make sense to use those pre-tax retirement accounts to take a deduction and lower your taxable income. I have found if you look at the tax brackets between the second and third tax bracket, between the 12% and the 22%, that's a 10% jump. And most Americans are in that 12% bracket. So if you know that you're right over the edge into that 22% bracket, and you can save a couple thousand dollars a year into a pre-tax retirement account, that will actually lower your taxable income and you will sneak into that 12% bracket. So that's just a simple example of why it's so important to understand what your taxable income is versus your full gross income. Number two, pay yourself first. Yes, we work way too hard in this world. Whether you're an employee or self-employed or own a business, it's really critical that you pay yourself first. You put yourself first so that your financial future is secure. We don't want to work our whole lives and then wake up one day having regrets that you didn't save early on in life. So wherever you're at, it's never too early or too late to start contributing to your retirement. So whether you are an employee, look at the retirement plans that are options for you. If your retirement plan is not an option for you, or if your work does not have one, then I would highly encourage you to check out a traditional IRA, which is a pre-tax, it's going to give you a tax deduction, or a post. So if you're in a lower tax bracket, what we just talked about, those Roth IRAs will allow you to put money in and grow for your future in a tax-advantaged way. So again, pay yourself first. And if you do need to save money on taxes, this will help you do that. Here's the exciting thing. It's not too late to save on taxes for the previous year. So each year we have up until April, until the tax filing deadline, to put money into our personal retirement accounts for the year prior. So it's not too late to start saving on taxes for last year. Okay, number three, do you use the standard deduction or do you itemize your deductions on your tax return? This is really important to know. So if I had to guess, you probably take the standard deduction. Over 90% of Americans actually take the standard deduction, but it's often because they don't keep good track of how they spend their money. So oftentimes, when you can itemize, we don't take advantage of that because we're not good bookkeepers. So again, I would really encourage you to bring some intentionality to your taxes and really pay attention or get some help. Don't be ashamed to get some help with your taxes, with your bookkeeping, because that can save you money on your taxes. And if you are a business owner, I'd say this is critical. This is really important. It could save you thousands of dollars, is making sure that you keep good records. So for example, if you are married filing jointly as a couple, your standard deduction for 2023 is $27,700. So it's quite a bit of money. So if you make $100,000 and you put, let's say, $10,000 into a retirement plan, that's pre-tax, that means your income's down to $90,000. And then you take off another $27,700, and then that is your taxable income. And when you're looking at your tax bracket, you want to look at your taxable income to figure out what tax bracket you're in. But here's the thing, $27,700 sounds like a lot of money, but what if you paid property taxes and you have a second home you paid property taxes on? And you live in a state where you have state taxes and maybe local taxes. And let's say you love giving money to your favorite charity, and that's a deduction. And then also your mortgage interest is a deduction. All of those deductions, all of those things add up. So if we took what you actually spent and it came up to $33,000, but you only took $27,700 as a standard deduction, you're losing out on the difference there of what you could deduct off of your income. So again, it's critical. If you have a more complex situation, if you have real estate, rental real estate, if you own a business or are self-employed, the more sophisticated your tax return is, the more that you need to pay attention to this. Because time after time, when I am helping clients, I see so many deductions being overlooked. And so I think it's really important that we shed some light on this so that you can only pay what you have to pay. Okay, another thought about deductions, because the standard deduction is a lot higher than it has been in the past, is that consider lumping your itemized deductions all in one year. So what I mean by that is, if you have a big medical bill and it's going to go over, you know, it has to be a pretty considerable amount of medical bills to be able to deduct it. But if you pay it all in one year, so maybe you have a couple medical things, like my daughter had knee surgery last year. Like, is there other things that you can do that needs to be done with your medical all in one year, so you have more expenses instead of spreading that out over a couple years? Another thing to think about is charitable giving. So maybe if you give, maybe you can give more in December of one year, skip the next year, and then do January the year following. So if you batch those 2 years into one year, it can really help you beef up your itemized deduction. So there's some timing in here. There's some strategy. You know, those are all things that it's worth looking into if you have a more complex and sophisticated tax return and situation in life. And the fourth way to pay less in taxes is to understand how your investments are taxed. So there's essentially three ways that your investments are taxed. So they are taxed now, they could be taxed later, or taxed never. Of those three, which one do you want? Of course, we all want taxed never. But those are limited strategies based on, you know, what's available to you. So let me break them down real quick. So tax now, these would be your non-retirement investments. They could be stocks, they could be mutual funds, they could be rental real estate. This could be savings at the bank, a money market account. All of those type of investments, they give you a 1099 every year and they show up the returns, the earnings on your tax returns. So if there's a way that you can minimize those returns on an annual basis, it's important to do so. And again, it's looking at being just a little bit more intentional about what type of investments you hold. So if you have a CD, you're going to earn interest every year if it's a non-retirement account. And then you pay taxes on that CD interest. If you don't need that interest every year, it may make sense that you'd use a different type of investment that doesn't pay interest that's taxable every year. So that's a simple example. Tax later, these are traditional IRAs or our pre-tax money that we put into retirement plans. The money you put into them, you're getting a tax deduction. But when it comes out 20, 30 years down the road, that's when the IRS is saying, all right, you're taking money out. It's time to pay us taxes. So even though you save taxes today, you are at the mercy of what taxes will be in the future. So it's just really important. A lot of people don't think about that when they get the tax break today. So you're just putting that into the future. And that's why the Roth IRA, like a tax never, as long as you follow all the rules, you know, that tax-free bucket or tax never bucket is after tax money you put in, and then all of the growth is tax-free as long as you follow all the rules. I think it's really important as we close out this show, really think about all of the strategies that I've talked about. There's a lot, but which one strategy are you going to take action on as a result of tuning in today? I would love for you to share it in the comments, tag me on social, let me know, hey, what are you going to do? And start, you know, whether it be looking at, does it make sense to do a traditional IRA or a Roth IRA? Does it make sense to take a standard deduction or to itemize? And it could be as easy as finding what tax bracket you're in, understanding your taxable income, and then just maybe considering a way that you can reduce that even further. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure to leave a rating wherever you listen to podcasts and follow Financially Free to stay up to date with future episodes. I'll see you next week.